This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister commends Economic Program Oversight Committee. Labour Minister commits to open door policy and 5 primary schools to be expanded and rehabilitated. The details after this message.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, is commending the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, for its work to boost local investor confidence. Mr. Shaw, along with State Minister of Finance, Favel Williams, met the co-chair of EPOC, Richard Biles, and Bank of Jamaica Governor, Brian Winter, on Monday for a briefing on the work of the committee. During the meeting, Mr. Shaw expressed appreciation for the contribution of EPOC through its oversight of the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The finance minister also stressed the government's commitment to transparency, accountability, and stakeholder participation in the implementation of its economic growth agenda and welcomed the continuation of the work of EPOC in providing oversight on behalf of the public. For his part, Mr. Biles reiterated that the EPOC framework has been important in building investor confidence and outlining factors associated with economic growth to stakeholders across all sectors. Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheeni Robinson, has pledged to maintain a policy of transparency and accountability as she executes her portfolio duties. Mrs. Robinson says teamwork will be critical as government seeks to reposition the ministry given its critical importance in the country's growth agenda and the International Monetary Fund, IMF, program.
Poverty eradication has always been big for me. And I've been placed in a ministry where I believe that I can effect some changes. I'm up to the task. I know that it's a difficult road ahead, but I'm ready to work. And by the grace of Almighty God, I believe we will do as best as we can.
The Labour Minister met senior staff, including Permanent Secretary Colette Roberts-Risden and Chief Technical Directors Dion Jennings and Damian Cox at the ministry's office in Kingston Wednesday. She charged officers to ensure they deliver quality service in their efforts to improve the lives of Jamaicans. Mrs. Robinson was also provided with an update on various matters within the ministry, including the overseas employment programs, operations at the Industrial Disputes Tribunal, social protection programs, and matters pertaining to senior citizens and persons with disabilities. She says the ministry's portfolio areas are quite comprehensive, but stated her commitment to the work ahead. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, through the Basic Needs Trust Fund, will be facilitating the expansion and rehabilitation of 5 primary schools across 3 parishes. The initiative aims to assist the institutions to eliminate the shift system. Selected schools identified by the Ministry of Education are Old Harbour Primary in St. Catherine, Mandeville Primary and Christiana Moravian Primary in Manchester, Discovery Bay All Age and Otarius Primary in St. Anne. All schools will benefit from the construction of 8 to 12 new classrooms, new sanitation blocks, improvement of sewerage and drainage systems, and the rehabilitation of existing general infrastructure and sanitation facilities. The construction and rehabilitation works is valued at an overall cost of $325 million. Work has started on the 3 schools. Infrastructure improvements at the remaining 2 schools are scheduled to begin in March 2016. The project is expected to be completed within the next 6.5 months. The Basic Needs Trust Fund is financed by the Caribbean Development Bank. And Jamaica is to benefit from a 5-year program being undertaken by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, to support early grade reading among children in Latin America and the Caribbean. The initiative is to enhance efforts to boost early reading outcomes, particularly for disadvantaged children in early primary grades in 8 countries. The Jamaican leg of the program was launched on Wednesday in Kingston.
The program proposes to increase the influence, scale and sustainability of early grade reading interventions in Jamaica and will provide technical assistance to the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information and other selected key stakeholders to enhance their efforts to boost early grade reading outcomes, particularly for disadvantaged children.
Program Manager for the Reads Capacity Program, Dr. Jean Beaumont. She says for Jamaica, the program will seek to increase the impact, scale, and sustainability of early reading interventions through the development of a state-of-the-art set of knowledge resources. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.